Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. That's just a portion of the psalm for tonight, Holy Thursday, also known as Maundy Thursday, the night on which we celebrate the institution of the Lord's Supper. But I want to highlight here that the psalm speaks of the cup of salvation. When we receive the Lord's Supper, we too lift up the cup of salvation, for in that cup is the blood of Christ shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. We lift up that cup of salvation and receive the blood of Jesus shed for the forgiveness of our sins. So it is truly a cup of salvation. So if this is a cup of salvation, if it is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, as Jesus says in Matthew 26, then it's a blessing. It isn't something to run away from. It's a cup of salvation. It is a cup whereby we are saved. And from what are we saved? We're saved from eternal damnation, from eternal separation from God, from eternal punishment. But then when we look at our epistle reading for today from 1 Corinthians 11 on page 4 of your bulletin, we see that there can be some negative results from the Lord's Supper. Note what God says through the Apostle Paul in verses 29 and 30 of chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. Here in these verses, it looks like this cup of salvation can actually harm us. How is it that someone could eat and drink judgment on himself if this is a cup of salvation? If it is truly to be a blessed cup, one in which we receive forgiveness, life, and salvation, how could we eat and drink judgment on ourselves? The Lord gave this supper for the forgiveness of sins, for the strengthening of faith, and for the unity of his church. However, a person can eat and drink here at the supper in an unworthy manner. In other words, they eat and drink in a manner that makes them not worthy of the supper. When they do so, they are, as verse 27 points out here, guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. These words should cause us to take very seriously what we're doing here. We can profane our Lord's body and blood. This means that we sin against it. And the consequence for such behavior is to eat and drink judgment on oneself, as we see in verse 29. That is, judgment from God. And to eat and drink such judgment on oneself can result in physical problems. As verse 30 goes on to say, that is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. There are real physical judgments that God brings upon a person for unworthy eating and drinking. But we should note here that the judgment spoken of here, the word in Greek, does not mean eternal damnation. The judgment here is more like a temporal punishment, some kind of punishment here in time. God chastens or disciplines us with earthly punishments so that we do recognize our sin and turn to him for forgiveness and new life. So, how are we to eat and drink in a worthy manner as opposed to an unworthy manner? Verse 28 tells us we are to examine ourselves. And then in verse 29, we hear that we are to discern the body as we eat and drink. Let's focus on the word examine and what that means first. To examine ourselves in preparation for the Lord's Supper includes at least three things. First, it is to truly believe that here the physical body and blood of Christ are present with the bread and the wine. This is to believe our Lord's word. Second, to examine ourselves to see whether we desire the good things given here in the supper, and whether we actually believe that they are given here. And third, to examine ourselves to see whether we desire unity with the rest of the body of Christ, and then also whether we desire to amend our sinful lives. But let's look at each one of these in more detail. First, we are to examine ourselves and see whether we believe that the body and blood of Jesus are really here present in the Lord's Supper. And that is to say that we're believing what Jesus says. Even though we see before our eyes bread and wine, do we believe that Jesus truly does give us his body and blood with these elements? That his body is with the bread, his blood with the wine. Do we believe that Jesus is able to make this happen? That his word is true? That he can do it? Second, we have to examine ourselves to see whether we desire the forgiveness that is here offered by his body and blood, shed for us on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And whether it is here, actually, that we are receiving forgiveness. Along with this, we are saying then, if we truly believe that we are receiving forgiveness here, we're saying that we have sins that need to be forgiven. So we're coming humbly before our Lord, acknowledging that we're sinners, that we need him to give us forgiveness here, that we can't wash our sins away. We can't make up for them. We need the forgiveness of God that was won for us by the death of the Son of God on the cross. And third, we have to ask ourselves whether we want unity with the rest of the body of Christ. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapters 10 and 11, you see that there is an emphasis on unity in the church, and a unity that is connected to the Lord's Supper. In 1 Corinthians 10, you can hear the Apostle Paul talking about the unity that we have because we eat of the one loaf in the Lord's Supper. So this supper is an expression of our unity. So when we come to the supper, we should not be holding grudges against one another. It should not be the case that Christians are unwilling to speak to one another. We should be willing to reconcile with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And then also, to come to this table is to say that we not only want to repent of any sins against our neighbor, reconcile with them, but really if we want to repent of all sin, we want to live new lives. We do not want to continue in our sins. So we have to examine ourselves when we come to the Lord's Supper and ask, do we believe that here we receive the body and blood of Jesus? Do we want the forgiveness that our Lord gives by his shed blood here and his body given here? And do we desire to live new lives? Lives of greater faith toward God and greater love for our neighbor, not holding grudges against them, but wanting to have unity with our brothers and sisters in Christ. the cup that we drink here can bring harm to us when we do not examine ourselves to see whether we believe that this is the body and blood of Jesus, that we are sinners, and that here forgiveness is given for our sins, and when we do not desire to live new lives. But when we examine ourselves in light of God's word, and we see that this is the body and blood shed for us on the cross to pay for our sins, that here is Jesus the Savior, the only way to be reconciled to the Father, then we worthily eat and drink this cup of salvation. When we examine ourselves in light of God's word and see that we are sinners, that we here receive forgiveness, that we want to live new lives, that we want reconciliation with our brothers and sisters in Christ, then we worthily eat and drink this cup of salvation. In other words, when we acknowledge what this gift is and that it's given for us, when we acknowledge our need for it and our desire to have it and the new life that must follow, then we are worthily receiving these gifts. To view this as merely bread and wine, to think that we're not sinners, or to desire to continue in sin, is to eat and drink judgment on ourselves. The warnings here are against those who pridefully think they are really good people who have done well enough to deserve what Jesus gives. Our Lord does not want such pride and self-reliance. He wants us to acknowledge the reality of our helplessness and our dependence on Him. But let me put it another way, lest anyone think that to come to the Lord's table, he must become a really good person. Lest anyone think that his sins are so great that he could never approach this table. To come worthy of this supper is actually to acknowledge our unworthiness, our inability to please God. And it is simply to say yes to all that our Lord says in His holy word, the Bible, which means a person needs to be instructed in what our Lord's word says. To say yes to all that He has done. To say yes to the fact that He alone is worthy to pay the price for our sins and makes us holy and righteous and worthy. You see, our Lord wants poor sinners who acknowledge their dependence to come to Him. He wants people like the tax collector in the parable that He tells of the tax collector in the temple who beats his breast and says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That is the attitude that we have when we come to this table. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We come begging for our Lord's mercy, acknowledging our unworthiness. Now, one aside on this cup of salvation, that we poor sinners, begging for mercy, come to receive. Notice what does not bring harm or judgment here. Paul doesn't say that the people who partook here are weak and ill and some have died because they or the person who administered the supper had poor hygiene, because they didn't wash their hands enough. The reason that a person eats and drinks judgment on himself is because he does not examine himself, does not discern the body, does not believe that the body and blood of Jesus is here. This is a cup of salvation for those who acknowledge that here they receive the body and blood of Jesus, who acknowledge that they are poor, miserable sinners who need the forgiveness here offered, who acknowledge that the good life that God has planned for them, that what His word says about their relationship with Him and the relationship with their neighbors, those people who come saying yes to all that God says, acknowledging their sin, they receive here a cup of salvation. Thanks be to God that our Lord gives us this benefit, that we can lift up this cup of salvation that He has given, and we can drink it and receive forgiveness, life, and salvation, all because of the death of Jesus Christ in our place. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.